This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sam Levi here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, right? Just get informed. Be part of the solution. And again, as I always say, I know it's getting a little boring after a while, but it seems like I have to hit it hard to get the point across. Right? You want to get engaged. You want to get involved. It's a way to get involved. Make sure you're informed before you start rolling down that road. Because, again, like I said, it's really, really hard. I'm watching some of these people come forward. I was watching a show tonight where they had a young lady come on from California. And she was talking about, you know, the school board just really wouldn't listen to her and they wouldn't do what she wanted. Her kid can't wear a mask, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not discounting what she said. But remember I tell you, you got to have the information. Now, you know that I'm on a school board in California. And I always say to say that we don't have the power they think we have. And I say that because this poor mom is pouring her heart out to the school board. Now, in this particular case, I saw some of the school board members. Yeah, they don't care. But even as a school board member myself, I would love to take these masks off these kids. I don't want them playing sports with masks on. It's ridiculous. It goes against every bit of science I was taught in the 70s. I guess science has changed now. You don't need as much oxygen anymore. Right? I mean, just go. So anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, the problem is that some of these commentators, they don't know, they don't understand. We can't wave a wand to get rid of the masks. What does bother me is these school boards who claim they want to get rid of the masks. And in those particular cases in that county or that area, the governor has given the right, or the, you know, the local quote-unquote CDC has given the school boards the right to decide mask or no mask. So you really do, this is why it's so important to make sure you elect the right people, but you really do have to have the information. So if you're yelling at a school board member because you want the mask on, but the state says no way, no how, or the local county says no way, no how, then they can't do anything for you. What you really should be doing is getting yourself, 100, 200, 300 moms and dads and head over to the county and let them know how you feel at their county board meeting. Every county usually has an education board of some kind that oversees the education in the whole county, along with a public health board as well. So this is why I always say to you, get informed and then engage. So you're not wasting your emotions, your energy, and your time to a group of people that honestly, truly can't help you even if they want to. Because I know, again, from my point of view, I do want to help you. I do want to make sure that you get what you need, that your kids get what they need. All right, I didn't get to hit this one with Joe when he was on with me, but this is another important one, too. You know, just because a place is a community Christian college doesn't mean you can trust it. I'm sorry, but it used to be the parents would work hard, save money, make sure the kids would go to a Christian school so they had a safe Christian environment to grow up in, to learn in. Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore. The Board of Regents have directed the university's president to determine the appropriate pathways to provide additional care, connections, and a community for the LGBTQ students in their school. The school? Baylor University. A Christian school. Right? And the reason I'm putting this out there that way, this is again, as a Christian guy, and you people who are Christians that are listening, you know, these people are human beings. You don't get to treat them poorly. You don't get to hate on them. I know it's an old cliche, but, you know, you hate the sin, you love the sinner, right? But the Board of Regents at this Christian university has basically said not only will we make accommodations for, but we will make additional care, additional connections, and grow the community. Well, for what reason? Are you growing the community to teach them to come to Christ? I mean, can we just be honest about this stuff? If that's the goal of a Christian, I would not go to a secular college and expect that they would adhere to the principles of the Bible. I just wouldn't do it. And if they don't, I got no room to complain. Couldn't go to a majority Muslim university and expect that they would be, you know, espousing the love and core values of Christianity. I wouldn't expect it. Which is why I do not understand why people in certain groups or every group or what have you go to a Christian community and want to change the way they think. This is not bettering an organization. You cannot better God's Word. You cannot better the Bible. So if you're not into God's Word, if you're not into biblical principles, then why go to these schools and complain about them unless you're just starting to, you just want to start trouble? Maybe that's your goal. Maybe that's what I'm missing here. Could be. Is this like a fraternity for LGBTQ students? Is that what they're doing on a Christian university? You know, did they put a support group? See, the support group on a Christian university for the LGBTQ students shouldn't be affirming a lifestyle or what have you. I don't know a better way to put it. But it should be about bringing them into God's Word, showing them the importance of God's love and God's Word in their life. That's what it should be. So, Mr. Your host, you're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, again, you know, one of my pet peeves, one of my arguments, gripes, whatever you prefer to call it, is Christians that really aren't living out their lives the way they should, doing the things they should be doing, sticking up, standing up for our kids and others. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. Who else is going to be there for them if we're not? Recently, Pelosi, on the National Day of Prayer, or the weekend of, would not let a pastor pray at the steps of the Capitol. Well, what was that all about? Isn't she a devout Catholic or devout God lover, to put it in her words? And then again, you've got Joe, the guy I really lovingly refer to as Joey B. Here's a guy that put out a proclamation on the National Day of Prayer with not even a mention of the Almighty, anything, nothing, that would lead you to believe that he felt there was a higher power than him. People, that's going to scare you. They see themselves as, I mean, I personally believe that the Democrat Party, the Democrats' leadership, see themselves as the gods of Mount Olympus. That what they say is true and right and the only way to do anything. And they went down, they shut us down. They shut down businesses, they shut down churches. They kept us from communing with each other, which is exactly what God wants his family to do. And we did it. How quickly we ran into that hole. So Pastor David Scarlett is joining me with his Glory Ministry Worldwide. And Pastor, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time.
Joe, thank you for having me on your show tonight.
So let's talk a little bit about the elephant in the room, if you would. Fauci actually went to the Vatican to ask for their blessing on these vaccines that aren't, first of all, we know they're not really vaccines to begin with. That's number one. Number two is, what we're being told is in them from a science standpoint is not something the Vatican should be pushing, is it?
No, not at all. We have many doctors that are close to the Ministry of His Glory and say, you stay away from those vaccines. And, to get the Pope and the priests to be pushing this is absolutely against everything our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ stood for. And you're hearing other pastors stand up and bringing in and trying to get their congregations to take the vaccine. You got well-known pastors saying that Jesus would take the vaccine. You can tell you that people are not reading their Bible, because Jesus certainly would not take the vaccine. He healed Lazarus from the dead after 4 days, and he is the great healer. So that's the problem with the church today. Many people are following the sheep are following the false pastors and the false shepherds. And it's time to wake up. You know, you got two types of churches today. It's God is splitting them in two. You have the conforming church, which is conforming to the world and being blind sheep to do whatever they tell you to do. And then you have the remnant, like this pastor in Calgary, that's standing up and even going to jail and risking everything to do the right thing in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but we're not seeing that. We're not seeing that in the church. We're not seeing that with church members and my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. We're not seeing what they're doing and getting up and standing up. Look, you don't know me well, but I'm on a school board here in Southern California. Probably the only true conservative Christian on that board. And my other members that claim to be Christians will not step up for those kids, will not stand up because they're afraid. I wasn't called to be afraid. I was called to do the right thing and make sure that these kids are taken care of properly. But we're not raising up, I don't want to say Christian warriors in a way that I'm looking for a fight, but Christian warriors in a way that they will stand up for what God wants them to stand up for, are we?
No, we're not. And you know that there's a dual problem here. There's one that God has been taken out of schools. God has taken away from our children. And our kids do not understand the principles of the Constitution. They've taken the Constitution away from us. So both of them they go hand in hand. We at His Glory have many patriots that come in and they're learning to know who Jesus Christ is. And you have many Christians that don't know how to be a patriot and are now learning how to be a patriot. The movement goes hand in hand because this nation was founded under Judeo-Christian values.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, but you know, we're getting a little off here, but I don't mind doing it if you don't. Is that one of the things I've been complaining about for years is that we're not raising, first of all, pastors. I don't see them having to raise the flock. They take care of the flock, they feed the flock, and then it's up to us to make sure that we've got the word embedded in us, that we accept it, that we believe it, and we step out on it. Right? I mean, do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's true. You know, and one of the problems is what I call cemetery. It's the seminaries. They're teaching, you know, there's a poll that just came out that's just mind-boggling, that 45% of all new pastors that come into cemetery into to be a pastor in the United States today do not believe in a literal hell.
Yes.
There's your problem.
I just went round and round with a Christian friend of mine, and he said the problem what was it, the problem with the devil was that he has, Chris is believing he has more power than God. I said, no, the problem, what the devil has done is got people to believe he doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That's what he's done. And, you know, so very interesting you should bring that up, because it was just a conversation I was having with today. And how many pastors do you know not only would stand up to the government, but I mean, we've got plenty of pastors that have got the right to have church inside that won't have it today. What is that showing their flock?
Yeah, they're conforming. It's all about, you know, I can't speak for every one of them. They're either kowtowing to the government, or they're too worried about the tithes, losing the tithes, or money, or the denomination that they are in with a pension, instead of standing up why they took an oath to represent as an ambassador to Jesus Christ. That means going to jail like this pastor in Calgary. You know, we shouldn't feel like we're any different than Jesus' disciples and the Apostle Paul. They had to fight the good fight as well.
Yeah, and we've been, not we, you don't know me well, but I don't fit this mold at all, but you know, we've been lulled into that, hey, we're supposed to live peaceably with all men. You know, they use the scripture where it says, you know, if somebody needs a coat and you've only got one coat, give it to them. You know, you do everything you can to help somebody out, but it's not true. It's not right. The way it meant to be. And Jesus was not this 6-foot-tall, white-haired guy with a British accent that went around just patting everybody on the head, loving everybody. When he had to be strong, he was strong. And when he had to show compassion, he showed compassion, right?
Exactly. You know, the people take the Bible. First of all, they need to get in their Bible. If they get into their Bible, they're going to find the truth. That's the problem. These pastors are not getting their flocks in the Bible, because that's the truth, not man, not the person who's sitting up at the pulpit. It's the Word of God. And when you get in the Word of God and you see the context of what Jesus is talking about, he says, when you don't take the shield, that's when he was on the earth. But he told them to take a sword when he was leaving to protect themselves.
All right, well, we'll hit more on this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up. You listen to The Real Side on GCN.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75%, span over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire, which halts a bruising 11-day war that caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip and brought much of life in Israel to a standstill. More than 200 people are confirmed dead. Biden said, a lot of people pitched in to help make it happen.
Over the last 11 days, I've spoken to the Prime Minister 6 times. I've also spoken with President Abbas of the Palestinian Authority more than once, and part of our intense diplomatic engagement. And I want to also thank the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, our now National Security Advisor, and everyone on our team for their incredible efforts to bring this about, this outcome that we're about to see.
In La Jolla, California, one person is dead and 8 people are injured after an apparent migrant smuggling attempt went wrong at Wipeout Beach. Lifeguards say they rescued 10 people in rough waters. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But if you want text alerts, because I don't like emails either. I always tell you guys, sign up for the emails. It helps me out. But if you want text alerts, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me get back to my guest, Pastor Dave Scarlett, joins me of His Glory Church. And he says that, you know, more than ever, people need hope. And, you know, Pastor, I agree with you, but they need the right kind of hope, don't they?
That's exactly right. It's the hope of the living Christ, and that is only get into His Word and know His truth and stand bold for His name's sake. This is the time. This is a precipice for the church. We are in the last of the church age. We're in the church of Laodicea. Where Jesus said, you're neither hot nor cold, you're lukewarm, I vomit you out of my mouth. This is where the remnant needs to stand up, unite as one body, Christ the head, and we all united for His purpose and His glory. And, you know, as bleak as it looks in some areas, I'm seeing that remnant come together like no other time I've seen. And there is a movement coming. And I am truly, truly optimistic about what the Lord is going to do.
Well, look at that. I'm optimistic as to what the Lord's going to do, but I'm not optimistic about what our brothers and sisters in Christ are going to do. You're much more optimistic than I am. I see some of them, the Sunday go to meeting Christians, and I'm not trying to judge what they're like at home or what have you, but I see them out and about. These are people I'm not so sure they truly believe either what they're being taught or what they're reading, because they're not fighting for those things. How long have our kids been abused in these schools, in the public school systems, as to what they've been taught about God and themselves, sexuality and what have you? Where were the Christian parents in all that, Pastor?
Right. You know, the thing is that we use this term Christian very lightly. You know, just I can stand in my car. That doesn't make me I can stand in my garage. It doesn't make me a car. The true Christian is with a love relationship with Jesus Christ. And Jesus tells us, what is the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. But be obedient in all His precepts and commandments. Not the ones you like. So you got to get in the Word and be obedient to what He says. And the more you get in the Word and the more you get obedient, you become Christ-like. And that's the difference, because you know, the conforming church, as you said, these people are may not even be Christians. They're obviously not getting in the Word of God. They'll go to a Sunday service and they'll get 20 minutes of cotton candy. And once they leave, they're fighting with their family on the way home from church.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference between a religion and having a love relationship. If you have a love relationship with Him and you're in His Word and you're praying and you're meditating, you're listening to Him and you've got everything on the line in your heart with Him, everything changes. That's the difference today.
No, I totally agree with you. It's one of my mantras here. It's like, what do you really believe? I mean, if you, and I'm not picking on smokers because I just did this in the last hour, but I said, look, it, people have been smoking for years. You know, they get that pack of cigarettes and it says right on the side there, you keep this up and you're a goner. Well, they don't really believe that. All right, that's the way. I mean, some people are addicted. I got it, but some people they don't really believe it. So, do you really believe what you're being taught on? Do you really believe what your Lord says? Do you really believe what God's Word says about you, your life, and how He wants you to live?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you can't trust a man or a woman, whoever's pastoring you. You have to get in the Word of God. It's God that sets us free through His Son, Jesus Christ, and have the Holy Spirit in us, not somebody telling you their own man-made doctrine. That's the problem we're running into. We put too much hope in a pope, and we put too much hope in a pastor instead of the living Christ. That's what it's all about, is knowing Him. And the only way to do that is to get in His Word with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and let it transform you.
So what do you say to those who say, you know, we're supposed to live by the laws of the land. We're supposed to follow what the government says.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to them?
Well, I'd say go to your Bible. The Bible tells you that we live by the law of the land unless it contradicts God's precepts and commandments. And we could go on and on and on with our current government right now contradicting God's precepts and commandments.
Oh,
God's precepts and commandments trump any law that's out there.
Yeah, it's funny how many of our Christian brothers and sisters, when it came to, and I'm specifically beating on them right now because it really irks me, that a lot of our Christian brothers and sisters, even though I personally don't believe, I don't know what you do, but that the election was upright, totally upright, but they sit there and they didn't like a man because of the way he spoke, the tone in his voice, the way he put his message out there. But he was pro-life. He was pro, you know, allowing us to worship the way we want to worship. And instead they voted for a man who is not pro-life, who's not willing to give you religious freedoms. Matter of fact, is squelching some of your religious freedoms. I don't know how to even respond to them anymore.
Yeah, you can't. You know, many people ask me that as a pastor. How can you vote as a Christian for a platform, as you said, that is, you know, pro-life or pro-choice and against God's precepts and commandments and, you know, man and woman being married, you know, representing Israel. Israel is God, the apple of God's eye. I'll bless those who bless you and I'll curse those who curse you. That sums it up right there. You cannot possibly be a Christian and vote that way. It's impossible.
Yeah. Well, you're not voting God's word. And that's
no, you're
my
not.
That's my irritant with some of the people. It took me, I ran a couple times for school board before I finally really got to some of the pastors and said, look, you are not doing what God's told us to do, right? Yeah. In Exodus, it tells us that we're supposed to select from all the people able men, such as fear God or love God, men of truth, men who hate covetousness, and place such of them to be rulers over us.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to go grab a heathen who's going to love God. So why aren't we looking? Why aren't they looking? Why aren't they cultivating the, you know, school board members especially that love God, that are from their, maybe from their flock or Christian leaders in the community? I'm always amazed at the quote, forgive me, but quote unquote men of God, you know, pastors that are not doing this. I don't understand it. I'm at a loss.
Yeah, well, again, I believe it goes back to the cemeteries they came through, the teaching, the man-made doctrine, instead of focusing on the true living Word of God. And we have General Flynn on a lot on our network on His Glory TV, and he keeps telling people, how important it is to get involved locally, getting involved in your school board, getting involved in your local mm-hmm. sheriff, because it's so important that we take this country back from the local level. It starts at the local level. And you're in California, so you probably heard a friend of ours is Lee Dundas. She made an amazing thing happen in Orange County where the parents came up and said enough's enough, and they stopped that. That's what has to happen all through the United States of America.
Yeah. I agree. No, I have been screwed. Look, I'm a school board member, and my other members get a little irritated with me when I say, you parents, don't make dinner on school board night. Come to the school board meeting. Come and pay attention to what we're doing to your kids. Right? Open your mouth. Say something. These are your kids that God has entrusted you with. You need to do something about it. And don't, you know, here's the other part of it. You got me all riled up, by the way. Here's the other part of it is that, you know, when you elect a guy like me who's willing to stand on God's word to go up, do not leave me flapping in the wind alone. I need support, whether I know I got a bunch of people back at a church praying for me or coming into the boardroom because I need help with a certain issue or a certain program that they're trying to push. This is a constant work, is it not?
Exactly. And going back to Orange County, that was the difference. They were united, and there was a pastor friend of mine that we're going to do a revival out in July in Anaheim. And he got 10,000 emails. Lee Dundas raised a lot of awareness, and there were thousands of parents that came, and many of them were Christians, and said, enough's enough. And that is what has to happen in every aspect of our country.
God bless you. I so much agree with you. Like I was telling you during the break, there are between 80 and 90 houses of worship of all different sizes. So I don't want to lead people to believe we got 80 mega churches, but we do have some churches with thousands of people in them and some with a couple. And we can't get people together like that. And these, you know, Jesus told us that we're supposed to take care of these little kids. We're supposed to bring them up. Right? We're supposed to protect them. And I don't know I don't know whether it's some kind of oppressive spirit, ignorant spirit or what, but I don't know how to get these people riled up enough to understand they've got to fight for these kids. They have to, because nobody else is. Anyway,
right.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host, is on the Real Side. We'll be right back.
Are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Listen, head up to the website. If you want text alerts, it's not hard. I make it as easy as possible. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. At the website, you can sign up for the email blast. We only send it out once a week. I don't beat you up with emails. I don't believe in doing it. I don't like when people do it to me. So I'm not going to do it to you as well. Just let you know who's coming on, kind of things we're going to be discussing. And that kind of, I'm having a ball tonight for first time in a long time. Tonight seems to be a total God night, which is always, I'm always happy with. Doesn't bother me at all. Again, Pastor Dave Scarlett of His Glory Worldwide Ministry is joining me right now. Pastor Dave, thanks for being with me. And why don't you tell people about the Worldwide Ministry and what they can do to help you?
Yeah, the main thing we need is prayer. You know, as any ministry, this ministry was birthed with a name, His Glory, because everything we do is for the glory of God. We are www.hisglory.me. We're going to be 24/7 TV, and we're already radio throughout the world, and we'll be radio throughout the United States as well very soon. We reach over 20 million people in every country of the world, and it's growing dramatically every day.
Wow. Well, good for you. I mean, seriously, this, and we need, you know, I'll tell you a quick story about myself. Is when I first started this, my whole goal was to actually get on Christian radio. because I wanted, I was tired of hearing, and forgive me if this applies to you, but I was tired of hearing all these pastors on Christian radio being so, like, spiritual the way they were putting their message across. And I kept saying, you know, most guys that are working 9 to 5, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, you got to talk to them and talk to them in their language.
Yes.
How do they live out their belief in Christ? How do they live out their belief in the Word in their 9 to 5 job? How do they have simple conversations with people? And I felt like they really weren't being taught how to do that. And somebody after a while called me and he just said, stop, you're exactly where you need to be. You know, stop talking about that because they've already got somebody to listen to. You need to reach the people that don't turn to a Christian station.
Right.
And, you know, deal with the issues that they need to deal with on a daily basis. And I think that's true now. Now that I've been doing it for a while, and now that I've seen guys like you and others that have networks, it's exactly what we should be doing. We should be spreading the word in a today manner. When I say that, how to live the word today in your daily walk, right?
Right, right. Yeah. That's one of our most popular shows. It's called Take Five. Because of my military background, and I'm also from the tribe of Judah, so we have contacts and with generals and former generals in Israel. So we take what's going on in the world with Bible prophecy and how it fits today, and it's just absolutely exploded. And part of our Bibles, all of our Bible studies, we teach the entire Bible. And we don't do it like you do in a normal church where they just come up and give you a 20-minute lesson on what they feel. We do it word for word from the Bible and how it pertains to you and your life and what the Bible means.
You know, and people need to hear that. You know, I'm one of those guys that loves the topical teachings. Teach me, you know, how to be a good father based on what the Word says. You know, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Be a good husband. Why is it that I have to do the certain things I do? Show me, teach me, tell me, and then I'm willing to step out on it. And again, we talked about it in the very first segment, which is our men today. They don't take their proper places as husbands and fathers and my beef, leaders of the community. We're called to be leaders of the community. I'm amazed at how many of our brothers and sisters don't realize that. They don't know that. And maybe they don't. They're afraid. I don't know. Enlighten me.
Yeah, well, it goes back to Satan and going and attacking the nuclear family back in the 70s, splitting it up and putting us in this rat race of a society where you need two incomes to come in, or you have a split family, divorced family, and it makes it that much more difficult. And they're, you know, living for the world, conforming to the world instead of taking a step back and getting in the Word of God. Once those men get into the Word of God and know that they're the spiritual leader of that household, they have to take that ownership. That's the most important thing they can do as a father or a leader of their family, is to show the Word of God.
But Pastor, that's so misogynistic of you. I mean, the man should be the head of the household?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not me saying it. That's what the Bible says. So, you know, people always ask me my opinion being a pastor of the Bible. And I say, I don't have an opinion. God wrote it. I just obey it.
Yeah, you know, and again, our brothers and sisters that don't think we should be involved in politics, that really believe from a biblical standpoint there should be a separation of church and state. We shouldn't be involved in. And I'm saying, are you out of your mind? God gave us government. We're supposed to take care of government. There's plenty of scripture that tells us we're supposed to take a leadership role. What would you say to the people listening tonight, the Christians who believe that we're not supposed to be involved in politics?
You've been lied to. You've been lied to through the pulpit, because the Bible clearly tells us. The word itself, the church, comes from the Greek word ecclesia. Ecclesia means assembly, a government assembly, a body of government that Christ is the head. And Jesus took an active role in that as well. The prophets did. The kings did throughout the Old Testament to the Lord. So it's never not been that. It's always been that we are supposed to take an active role.
What do you say to people that, you know, again, Trump had his rough edges, if you would. And people are looking. They think of a perfect leader as one who speaks perfectly, who loves God, who, I don't know, it's almost a soft, squishy, marshmallow kind of guy, the way I look at it. But Jesus was not that at all.
No. No.
Yeah. So what would you say to people who can't seem to handle the fact that if we're going to take back the government, if we're going to take back our schools for our kids, you're not going to do it by dropping to your knees and just praying. God called his men to go. Go out and do. You go. You know, Jesus told us, you go out and do this. You go out and take this. You go out to these places, correct?
That's exactly right. When I came from before I got to be a pastor, I was a director at AT&T Wireless. And it was all about results. It was all about results.
Right.
You know, you could talk the best talk, but if you weren't making the numbers happen, what would you rather be, somebody that is very full in themselves, making action happen from the corporate world like Donald Trump did for this country, taking action, maybe offended some people, but you look at the bottom line. If you have the president, if you're the president of the United States, don't you want to be him to be successful in the economy and military, helping Israel? If you get offended by his personality, you got to look more at the results instead of the presidents we've had in the past that would just tell you what you want to hear, but you get no results.
Oh yeah, and again, and many of those claim to be Christian and believers of God. You know, I tell people that were offended by Christian brothers that were offended by Trump. Have you ever really read the story of David? Have you ever really understood King David and know what he did? Do you really know what he did?
Mm-hmm.
And plenty of my buddies did not know, did not understand. And I said, look, the guy was an animal for all intents and purposes.
Yep.
You know, he lures a woman over, you know, he doesn't lure her, he has her brought to him, a married woman. All right? And after all that is said and done, and I'm not saying that's a lifestyle you should live, this is not the moral of this story, but God said he was a man after his own heart.
Right.
Look at the bigger picture of what was being done, right?
Yep. So, and the key to that, you know, not only did he have adultery with Bathsheba, but he had Bathsheba's husband killed in the battle. So it was murder. But God saw the heart of David, and he knew he committed an iniquity to the Lord, and he repented. That's why the Lord said, David is the apple of my eye. He changed. It was all about the heart, and it was all about a love relationship with the Father.
Yep. No, that's so right. People don't get, from a Christian point of view, people really don't understand us from the outside. When you look at these, you know, you're a Christian. How could you possibly vote for Donald Trump? I said, why? Because he stands up for life. If nothing else in the man's life, he stands up for life. He's willing to protect the life of the unborn. Who else would I vote for?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And then you throw the Israel. Look at it. Look what's happening in Israel today. When Donald Trump is out of office, he was the only one that did what he said he was going to do. He made the embassy down in Jerusalem. He recognized the Golan Heights. Everybody else talked about it. He did it.
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't like the way he did it. They didn't like the way he said it. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't care if the guy who's trying to save my life when I'm drowning speaks proper English or not.
Exactly.
You know, or how he's asking me for my hand to save my life. It's just crazy. All right, so in the last minute here, give a pitch about your network and how people get a hold of you and hear more of you know, your shows and your sermons and such.
Yes, you can reach us at www.hisglory.me. It is 24/7 TV, radio throughout the world. We reach every country in the world, and it's growing. We have multiple different TV programs that reaches all different types of audiences, including bringing in many, many Muslims. I was taught the Quran. The Lord told me to learn the Quran a couple years ago. We've had thousands of people come in from Islam, except Christ, including two imams, because I can explain to them from the Quran who the true Jesus Christ is.
Yeah.
So we have unique programs to hit different audiences to bring them to know who the living Christ is.
Yeah, I only got a few seconds here, but my old pastor did that. We went through almost 20 weeks of Quran teaching and what they believed and why and what have you. And the same thing happened because people, you've taken an interest in what they believe. You're not ignorant to what they believe. And then they're more inclined to listen to you. It didn't shake my belief at all in Jesus Christ, knowing about another religion. Anyway, it's been a pleasure having you on with me today. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. You're stuck with me for the whole hour. We'll be back in a minute.